Well, Larissa, thanks very much for being here today.
Thanks, Aaron.
We're talking a little bit about RVTV, Channel 13's RVTV, coming to Knoxville on Wednesday. It's going to be the centerpiece, that activity, that RV is the centerpiece of Iowa State Week, basically. They've done it the last few years, and Marion County is going to be the center and base of the week, it sounds like, and coming to Knoxville on Wednesday. Now, the Chamber and the city have been planning a lot of activities kind of to correspond with the RV being in Knoxville. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we just want to have a great time during this Cy-Hawk Showdown. We want everyone to come downtown because Channel 13 is going to broadcast live at 5, 6, and 10. And we want everybody to come down in their team colors. There's going to be a Best Dressed Fan prize for someone, so everybody dress up. The downtown stores are going to decorate their stores and their favorite teams for this event as well. We're super excited. There's going to be a football challenge for people who want to check that out and see what that's like, how tough they are, how strong they are, how far they can throw a football. The fire departments, the rural and city fire departments, are going to have another water war. And they're going to fight for another trophy again. I believe that the city is trying to take back some titling from the last time that they had a water war where the rural fire department, I guess, really whipped them. So so that there's some really great competition with that. We're also going to have some just great tailgating food stands that'll be here, just serving some really great tailgate food. So we encourage everyone to come down. There's a little bit of something for everyone. There'll be just goodies to hand out to the kids. There's going to be face painting. There's also going to be a can drive. We are trying to raise some food for Helping Hands, and we thought this was a great opportunity to show Knoxville's volunteer and service spirit by everybody bringing up a can of food, and we will put one on a goalpost for Iowa, and we'll put another one on a goalpost for Iowa State, and we'll see who wins at the end of the night.
And it's kind of neat. I mean, this is really a huge activity with the rivalry, and I mean, the entire state of Iowa is engulfed that entire week with Iowa State, and it's kind of neat to have the center of that rivalry come here for a day.
It really is. I mean, not only is it good for that, I mean, just to be able to have that, again, competitive edge, again, for the Cy-Hawk Showdown. It's called the Cy-Hawk Showdown for a reason. But the fact of the matter is that Channel 13 has chosen Knoxville to come to Knoxville on their way to Iowa City for the big game. And because we have so much going on. I mean, we have a lot that they want to see. They want to see the racetrack. They want to see Peace Tree Brewing Company. They want to see the stadium. We have a ton, and we just want to generate the atmosphere to bring the enthusiasm of our citizens down here so the rest of Central Iowa can see it.
In order to really, you know, promote Knoxville in the best way possible to Central Iowa, that the 6 o'clock hour is probably the biggest one.
It really is. 5 o'clock is kind of the setup time. Everybody's kind of coming uptown, and but 6 o'clock is the time that the marching band's going to be there. We're going to have a small pep rally live, and just to bring again that tailgating football atmosphere. It's also the first night of the NFL, and that game will be shown at Peacetree. Peacetree's going to have a beer garden, and the game will be down on the wall, just kind of an outside, go have a beer and watch the game. Also, the Legion will also have a beer garden, and I think some Olympic type games to go with that as well. So there are places to definitely go if you still want to hang out for that 10 o'clock hour, but definitely 6 o'clock, come downtown and show your spirit and support.
And it's going to be competitive between the Iowa and Iowa State fans.
It is. And I'm kind of in the minority, Aaron. I'm going to tell you, I am an Iowa State fan. I kind of had to marry into that. But I am in the minority because everybody is black and gold. And also black and gold because that's what the school colors are for the Knoxville Panthers. So black and gold will be prevalent. So I may need some help from my fellow Iowa State fans who want to come downtown in their red and gold.
That's right. Get organized,
that's
everyone.
That's right. Yes. Help me out.
Yeah. There will be a street closure, obviously. I mean, so people, it's not just going to be on the sidewalk, but there is going to be a corner of the downtown area.
There will be. Actually, the RV is going to park right in front of the gazebo on the south side of the square of the courthouse. So that's on Robinson Street. Robinson Street from 2nd and 3rd, so that is from Iowa State Savings Bank to the next chapter, will be closed probably about 11 a.m. when they roll in. And then the other streets will have a closure at 2 o'clock, so that includes 2nd Street and 3rd Street just up to Main Street. I know it's kind of confusing to just kind of say it. I know I'm more of a visual person too, but that's where it's at. And then the water wars will be along Robinson Street, then down kind of in the Living Word Fellowship area. So we'll block off probably about 5 o'clock. We'll block off Robinson Street from 3rd to 4th Street.
So kind of a similar closure to Egg in the City or Living Windows.
Or Living Windows, exactly. That's exactly what it really, really is. So just with the extra arm there on Robinson Street so we can allow more space for some games. And again, the Water Wars will be on that street. We'll even have some little races. I mean, I think we've got some people on the events committee who are really trying to put some just really competitive races
together. And anything that you can do, Iowa versus Iowa State, and I imagine is going to be what...
That's what it is. Because that is the whole point. This is for the Cy-Hawk showdown. So it'll be Iowa versus Iowa State all the way. You know, we're also going to allow room for a dunk tank. So if you have any ideas on who should be in the dunk tank or who could be thrown in, yeah, call the chamber office and let us know. We're looking for volunteers to get wet. Yeah, we just, again, have some really, really great things that are going on. So...
And again, this is just a nice promotional way to show off Knoxville to the rest of Central Iowa, bring some tourism in here.
It is. We truly are. And that's something that we're trying to work on at the Chamber for next year is we truly are a destination. We have all of the makings to make Knoxville a place for people to come. And that's not just for the races. The races are a huge part of it. And they're really a jewel for our county. But also to be so close to Lake Red Rock, to have the agritourism that we have with the farm crawl farms, to have the recreational activities, but to have all of the really neat things that put us on the map, which can be Peachtree, which is a unique stadium, which is the history of the Iowa flag and history of Marion County. It's right here. So.
All right, so we'll be ready. Yeah. Bringing it out, black or gold or red and gold.
Well, I'm just going to say go State. So.
Thanks very much, Larissa.
Thanks, Aaron.